I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Economies in Southeast Asia are feeling the sting of extended COVID-19 lockdowns and restrictions. A new report shows unemployment is on the rise. Countries that depend on tourism and exports have been hit hard. Financial instability is one factor making people in the region desperate. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World adds another.
With COVID-19 having swept across this region from China out to the neighboring countries, we're just seeing a hunger to know the truth, a hunger for hope, a hunger for healing that's found only in God's Word. We are seeing requests for scriptures from our partners all over this region, even from the city of Wuhan in China, the very source of this COVID-19 pandemic.
And what would make you stop partnering with persecuted Christians? Pastor Eric Foley and his Voice of the Martyrs Korea team were recently accused of financial mismanagement. The allegations have no merit, Foley says, but they still sting.
It's my job to continually present myself in the ministry to the Lord and just say, Lord, whatever you want, even if it's to take us through deep suffering, whatever brings glory to your name, that's what we want.
North Korea is the world's worst persecutor of Christians, and partnering with believers in North Korea carries a cost, but it's one Foley is willing to pay. Please pray for renewed faith as the VOM Korea team faces an uncertain future.
Doing these things doesn't come from a personal boldness or courage. It really does come from just a deep sense of being connected with brothers and sisters in Christ in North Korea.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Just head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.